This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With a highly lighty lighty and a highly lighty lay, we work and we make cigarettes a highly lighty day. So folks can get a breaky from their stressful lighty lives and relaxy with the cigarettes we make all day and night.
I like to have a cigarette every now and then. It makes me feel calmer when the day is at an end. And if it gives me cancer when I'm 80, I don't care. Who the hell wants to be 90 anyway?
So with a highly lighty lighty and a highly lighty lay, we work and we make cigarettes all highly lighty day. So folks can get a breaky from their stressful lighty lives and relaxy with the cigarettes we make all day and night.
Oh, not in Massachusetts, you don't. Not in Boston.
Nope.
Mayor has decided, the Department of Health has decided that you can't buy any kind of flavored tobacco product, even if you're 74 years old and you've determined that that's what you want, because you're going to be encouraging kids to try tobacco. This is Michelle from California. What's up, Michelle?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call this morning. You entertain me every single morning. And today, thankfully, for the next few hours as I drive to Florida with my daughters. So I just called because I called on Halloween to thank you for the 4 days of the New England Halloween that we had a few weeks ago. But I just don't understand how Massachusetts can actually overtake California politically and make this into effect.
You're
right. Now I'm going to drive across the country, down south, and pick up cigarettes that are Mickey flavored for my adult friends that apparently can't get them in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And I'll spend a lot less money.
There's some 603 texters who are willing to drive some dip down here to me, some flavored dip down here to me. We could do an exchange in the parking lot.
Sure.
Under the cover of darkness.
You can trade maybe beer for dip.
Ooh, yeah. What if they have dip-laced fireworks?
Ooh, that'd be something. Under the cover of darkness, so 3:30 p.m.
This is Pat from Maine, my adopted home continent. What's up, Pat?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
How are you?
Hey, Ken, don't worry. There's hope for you as long because they never got rid of LB, so don't worry about it. And, Greg, you're high energy today. Don't worry. By tomorrow, after your first plate of turkey, you'll be snoring like a kitten, so don't worry.
I'm glad you said first plate because I do go in for seconds and maybe thirds. Absolutely. And the sandwich at about 5 o'clock. The sandwich might be the best part.
Do it.
It might be the best part of the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Best part of the whole thing. What's up, Pat?
So, real quick, when did it become common sense laws have to be enforced by our government? We got, seatbelt laws, which, again, you save you, but it's a person's choice if they don't want to know it, wear it.
Sure.
They all know that it's not safe. Tobacco, we all know it's not safe. My wife smokes.
Yeah.
Me and my son give her crap all the time. I tell my kid, don't let me catch you smoking, but you know what? If she wants to punch out early, that just leaves me to get married again. She don't like that mentality.
Jeez.
Stop smoking. Guys, have a good day. I got to go to work.
Yeah.
All right, Pat.
No, I mean, here in this state, we're going to tell you whether you can talk on the phone in your car, tell you whether you can vape, tell you what kind of tobacco you can buy, tell you what words you can and can't use, tell you whether or not you can, what kind of straw you have to use, whether you can blow a balloon up and put several turtles at risk. I mean, that's what this state is all about.
Well, and we go to Brookline, right? The progressives know everything. They're telling us how to live our lives. In Brookline yesterday, they just lowered the voting age to 16.
Right.
So we're making it impossible for right-minded adults to buy flavored tobacco, but we're allowing 16-year-olds to dictate the future of cities and towns.
I know. It's like a third world country. It's like a country unto its own over there. That's where Ken lives, by the way. Shocker.
Damn right. What?
Brookline. Shocker.
Bring it.
But of the litany of things that you just went down about the government telling us what we can and can't do, the one therein that makes the most sense is talking on your phone in the car, because it's super dangerous to just be like, when someone has a phablet pressed up against their face, give yourself all the cheek cancer you want.
But what about eating in your car? What about talking to a passenger in your car? What about listening to the radio in your car?
My old man used to drive a van full of ad specialties back from the Cape while drinking a cup of coffee, holding an ice cream cone, smoking a butt, listening to the Sox, reading the sports page, and driving with his knees. He was a professional.
Was your dad Willie Loman?
Yes, actually, I mean, he was. He was an amateur dinner theater producer and ad salesman. I used to call him Zero Mostel.
Did you like his sting?
I used to call him Zero Loman, excuse me. But my God, I mean, that's back in the day when we used to be good at these things. I see a woman coming around the corner with a brand new Yukon Denali, $90,000 in Newton. She almost takes me and the kids out on the stroller because she's not looking because she's got a 13-inch phablet pressed up against her face talking to who's teaching in-house yoga the next day. GTFO with that crap. Put it on Bluetooth,
yes.
You nitwit.
Yes.
My old man, my late father, Barry Hill, my Uncle Jack, they used to drive around with a six-pack of Strohs in the front seat, and nothing ever happened.
And you with no seatbelt on.
And me with no seatbelt on.
We also didn't have airbags.
Sometimes I'd be hanging out the back of the station wagon with the sitting on the...
The rumble seat?
No.
Rumble seat.
I'm not that old. It wasn't a Model A that they were driving. But I'd be sitting on the tailgate.
Yeah.
With my legs out the back of the thing. Now, sure. Look at me. I'm fine.
Yeah, and look at Curtis. He's the poster child for non-government intervention. You see what's happened to this guy?
Greg, when we grew up, you know what car seats were called? The back.
Yeah, the back seat. Yeah. I mean, give me a break.
Ken wants to ban car seats.
Here's a 508 text. I said this earlier, but it bears repeating. If flavored tobacco should be banned here in Boston, as it just has... Why is flavored alcohol okay?
Right, I don't know why.
Why is that?
In theory, isn't it the same argument marketing to kids?
Isn't that encouraging kids to drink flavored alcohol?
Yes.
Oh, you think Fireball isn't a bigger issue than flavored cigarettes? You should. I mean, it is like it's. First of all, they should ban. All right, I won't even get into it, but they should definitely ban Fireball. Do you know how much? I don't believe I'm mistaken here. There's formaldehyde in Fireball.
Formaldehyde.
So you're literally polishing your innards like furniture for God's sakes when you drink that cinnamon tailgate magic.
So good.
There goes that sponsorship.
There goes the Fireball advertising.
So good.
Thanks a lot.
Put that in a little hard cider.
Yeah. This is Joe from where? What's up, Joe?
Hey, Greg. I just wanted to. Kind of mention those doctors that were telling you you sounded like an idiot.
Yes, yes.
I was wondering how they felt about all those opiate products they were pushing a few years back. They got everyone stuck on the heroin and stuff, and they had no problem taking it because they were getting kicked back from the corporations.
Buying
beautiful new BMWs and adding zeros to their paychecks.
Yeah.
But now they want us to think that they're really worried about our health.
That's a great freaking point, Joe. That doctor is lecturing. The guy's lecturing me because I chew tobacco. Meanwhile, he's writing scripts for 47 opiate prescriptions for somebody because they have a sore knee.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's the difference. He's not getting the kickback from your chew or the tobacco industry.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're a little bit behind. So we got to find out what is trending. But right after that, I promise, a rare content replay on stuffing the turkey from the old show several years ago.
Yes.
I believe that it's worth a content replay. So we will get to that coming up on The Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
The only station in Boston where you'll hear exclusive interviews with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
And trending now brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. If you're heading out to reunite with family and friends, I know Danielle is. Big high school reunion tonight, right?
Oh, God, kill me.
The 99 Restaurants. Enjoy 50-cent bone-in wings, special trivia, $5.99 appetizers at the bar from 3 to close at the 99. Always the real deal. How about David Pastrnak? The real deal. 23 goals. Second hat trick of the year last night.
I don't want to jinx anything, but how many is he going to get?
60? 40? I mean, 70? I don't know.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, he's playing on a great line, but no Bergeron. Krejci bumps up. They look as good as ever. Power play continues to rock. Here's Cassidy talking about the evolution of Pasta.
He's learned to get inside a little better than in the past. That's probably due to his physical maturity. Been through a couple of playoff rounds and knows how important that is, that you don't have as much time and space. You got to, you know, work to the net. So I thought he did a good job on the second one. You know, it was a one-on-one where he worked his way into the good ice against a good defenseman, got his shot off.
I mean, they scored 8 in all last night. And Don Sweeney has Pasta signed for under $7 million a year cap hit. It's amazing that they've brought all these big... These are elite players in the league.
Yeah.
You look at Toronto, they got all these $10 million players. Bruins, Great cap management right now,
well,
from Don Sweeney.
Your lead this morning, which enraged Nick because it wasn't about the Patriots, was that Don Sweeney is the best GM in this city, bar none.
Not even a debate.
Listen to all this knob slobbery just so you can hopefully get some of these people on the skate pod sometime soon. Oh, Don Sweeney's a genius. Oh,
hey, we got Dale Arnold on the skate pod today. That was a tough get.
Oh, my God. Now, you want to talk about something that should come with a certified government warning. Please do not operate heavy machinery.
Great talk.
Listening
Don't rip
to...
my friend Dale. It was great discussion.
Well, Donnie's a listener of the show, so yes. Well, he used to be until Danielle upset him.
He
when she
still listens. Listen, Donnie is a man, and he can handle being called out for something like his horrible press conference timing when Claude was let go.
Now, well, the Celtics host the Nets. Oh, sorry to interrupt.
I just don't underestimate the job that he has done to put this team in the position that it was in last year and this year.
Here's the other GM, Danny Ainge, who's going on ESPN and blubbering about why he should take the blame and not Kyrie, who's not coming back tonight with a shoulder issue, for why it didn't work last year.
Kyrie for his first year and a half was terrific for us, and I really liked and was hopeful that it was going to be a good marriage going forward. But he really wanted to go home, and that's his choice, and I don't know why he gets all the blame. I mean, I'm the one who should be blamed for last year.
Oh, my God. Jeez. Oh, like, it. Danny, rip this guy. What are you?
It is,
what am I missing?
It is embarrassing for Kyrie Irving that he is not playing in this game. And it's cowardly. I mean, come back. What's the big deal? Come back here. Be booed. Every time you touch the ball, be booed. You're making 20-something million bucks a year. Show up.
He's a bad guy.
What a baby.
Kyrie Goodell.
Just a complete whiny baby. Like, come back. What is he going to do, avoid Boston forever for the rest of his career?
Probably. That's the NBA way.
So anytime a team that he's on is playing the Celtics at the Garden, he doesn't show up? He's got an injury?
I guess.
It's like Curtis with his fake illness yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's a holiday week. You had to go out and buy a turkey or whatever.
Near death.
Patriots practice today. They get ready for the Houston Texans. Fitzy said they're in trouble again for his lead. That's
yes,
what I heard.
I know. Well, I know they're in
again.
Trouble.
Selective hearing. Selective hearing.
You said it. I can pull the audio if you'd like.
Mm-hmm. I said they're in trouble jokingly because all they need to do is win these two games. They'll have home field in the playoffs, and then they will figure out a way to defeat Lamar Jackson. But hear what you want to hear, Ken.
1 o'clock practice today. Bill Belichick meets the media at 12:15. College football rankings. Ohio State 1 and a big upset in college hoops. 27.5-point underdog Stephen F. Austin beats Duke at Cameron Indoor. Third number one seed to lose already this year. Number one ranked team.
$5 to whoever can tell me where Stephen F. Austin is without Googling it.
Oh, Hillman's got this.
Yeah, Greg?
I got it.
Biggest hoops fan in the room.
Is that the... you're talking about Steve Austin?
Mm-hmm.
$1 million.
That's right.
Stone Cold.
It's the six. It's Stone Cold University. Yep. And Lee Majors is the chancellor and provost.
That's when $6 million was a lot of money.
Exactly.
When the $6 million man could be built for $6 million.
Yeah. And literally now you could be a $6 million man if you need to get your knee scoped.
High of 53 in Greater Boston. Lots of rain coming in this afternoon for your driving out there. Which you probably are. This afternoon, you'll get hit with it. 30 million people come down with the flu every year. Could be you or your family. The best way to tell if it's the cold or the flu, take your temperature. Nothing does it better than the Exogen Temporal Scanner. This is The Greg Hill Show.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
During the news in just a few moments, unless you are Stormy Daniels, you don't want the whole country knowing that the president has seen you topless.
That's correct.
And there's an incident from New Jersey of too many items in the express checkout lane rage, which has led to violence.
I can get behind that.
And I can totally relate to that.
Yeah.
But there was a call for a rare content replay from several many years ago on the old show, which I'm going to do because it's a day before Thanksgiving. Can I still call it Thanksgiving? It's all right, right?
Thanksgiving.
It's people picketing upstairs.
So they're picketing against downstairs, Joe.
Yeah,
I'm going to do this rare content replay because neither Ken nor Curtis know about this. So on the old show, we used to do a segment which was called Inside the Simple Male Mind.
Yes.
And it was an opportunity for women to ask a question about just what was going on inside the mind of a guy that they liked, boyfriend, husband, what have.
Correct.
So we're doing this before Thanksgiving several years ago, and a text comes in asking about this thing which is called stuffing the turkey, which apparently some people, at least this couple, participates in.
Oh, no.
And in the interest of disturbing you even more than my Diet Coke can dip story did earlier this morning, I'm going to get a rare content replay going. So this is what happened when we read the text message during Inside the Simple Male Mind on the old show several years ago. All right. You want to get to the 781 text? All right. Here's the text. This is amazing to me, but whatever. Is stuffing the turkey a real thing? My husband of 15 years, every Thanksgiving, puts a turkey on my lower belly and has sex with it. He says the temperature change is a turn on.
What?
And he says it's a common thing called stuffing the turkey. Is that...
Oh my!
See how I told you I'm not at a loss for words. Is that a common thing? Is that out of your realm?
I don't a turkey. Think about that is, and you know what's unbelievable? How many years does it say how long they've been together?
15 years.
And he's been stuffing the turkey.
He's been stuffing the turkey.
Do your kids know? Does this come up? And what do you do with the turkey after?
That's tapped. I mean, 401 texter says I'm tapping out. What does he do to Rudolph on Christmas?
Where does it stop? Don't even like.
God!
What happens with him and the guys on the boat when they catch a fish?
Did they serve the turkey after?
No. There's no way she wouldn't let that happen.
I hope they buy two turkeys. How do you bring that up the first time? Like, I mean, I get it. Now they're 15 years into it. But how do you bring that up the first time? Hey, listen, please. Why couldn't he do that by himself? Like, does he have to put it on her?
I mean, I really feel for this lady because, I mean, if the guy can do that, there's some other stuff going on.
Boy, that is... maybe this year for Christmas he's going to try a fruitcake.
How about the safety issue of salmonella? There's no touching. There's a whole.
That is alarming.
All right,
turkey's done.
Now,
There you go.
There it is. Coherent LB.
All right. So I am now officially going to have only vegetables for the rest of every Thanksgiving ever.
Why did I don't you know do that to us? Either.
It was awful.
How's that visual, huh?
Oh, that is boys. Ruined tomorrow. Yeah. For sure.
Yep. And the turkey has been deboned.
I mean, maybe. Is there any way to justify it? Like, is the temperature change thing some kind of a turn on?
Yeah, well, think about it. People use ice cubes during foreplay, so everybody's got a thing.
No.
I just don't think that you want to have your thing with the turkey that you're going to serve to the family.
All right, no, hold on. No, seriously.
This does not deserve a breakdown at all. What
no. We- no, how does that, how does that, I just want to know, how does that happen? Where and
it's a cavity.
Dump that.
Where do you think the stuffing goes? I mean, it's the same thing.
Honestly, unless your last name is like Jeremy or something, dear God, how in the world do you stuff?
Now, based on
those
the,
aren't giblets.
Based on the new rules, are you supposed to wash the turkey before? No, okay, no, you're not.
You wash after.
You know, the craziest thing is we just searched that text message. It gives us Dale's home address.
Oh, Curtis.
But also, what is wrong with her for allowing...
For doing it? Well, she's being a good wife.
But she allows him to place the bird on the belly. By the way, Bird in the Belly, great band.
Yeah, that's Middle East upstairs.
Holy God.
That's malpractice.
I mean, I've heard twisted things before, but
you know what it is? You know what that to me smells like? A woman who's been married for a long time that's willing to concede because this is her way of getting out of sex the rest of the year. Because she's like, "Yep, turkey thing."
Well, you said you get the lower temperature, Danielle. You can get colder temperature without putting a cadaver of a dead animal on top of your wife.
Maybe he likes the feeling of the other parts of it.
Can you use a Cornish game hen asking for a less endowed friend?
Oh, no. How'd you get that butter under the skin there, Bill?
Oh, jeez.
That's not a turkey baster.
Hey, Ralph, is that a sausage stuffing this year? Sure is,
yes,
Ted.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. We are, you know what? That's it. Vape everything. I'm rooting for the comet. We don't deserve this planet anymore.
Was that the highlight or the low light of the old show?
That was the low light. I'm sorry to do it. Listen, there were texters calling for a rare content replay. I apologize. There's probably some people that don't know why that was
breaking
necessary.
News. Boston.com just tweeted Mayor Walsh banning turkeys.
No, there's probably like an advice column. I wonder if the Butterball line ever gets any calls about this, whether it's safe to stuff the turkey or not.
They've had to have gotten at least one, I'm guessing.
How nice also, too, for that guy to share that with you in the first place. You know someone who's in a turkey club like that.
Oh, yeah.
Is just dying to like.
Do they have like a secret signal like swingers do? Yeah. Like if you have the Adirondack chair on the porch, but it's got a stuffed turkey in it. Like what's the signal?
Now, if you have a couple guys of various below the belt sizes, is that called a turducken?
No.
Here's a text that says, "If it's a female turkey, it's okay by me." Well, I don't know. This 978 text says it's after it's cooked, you weirdos. Oh yeah, okay, fine. It's raw.
It's raw because where do you get a follow up with it?
I mean, guys, I hate Popeye sponsorship.
All right, sorry about that. That's the one and only time that'll be.
Danielle, grow up.
I'm piggybacking on. It was implied.
Like, what is she must
implied
get,
injection?
And I'm guessing that the missus gets right up and takes a shower. Like I hope because of
ain't nobody
the
get time for that. Like everybody else. When you finish, hand me that towel. Throw it on the floor. Oh, we got to get back. God. Something's burning.
My goodness gracious.
Oh,
all right.
My God, I have to go look at my kids.
Anyway, happy Thanksgiving.
Weird flex,
or whatever
okay.
we're gonna yeah. or whatever we're gonna call it when they force us to change the name. Thanksgiving.
Has been ruined.
617-779-7937 is the number to call should you want to be on the show today, or you can text on the text line, which is 37937. And the news is coming up next.
Bill Belichick on the drive home with Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier as he talks about the win over the Cowboys.
Lou, in your next life, if you're ever a special teams coach or a head coach and you have a punt block, do you kind of take a little different view of things the next time you go out and punt the ball. You know, I think that's an advantage if you can make a play like that early in a game like we did, that you're able to, you know, create some, I would say, pressure and possibly alter the course of your opponent's strategy if you can do something like that early.
Hear the Patriots head coach each and every Monday on OMF, weekdays 2 to 6 on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Thanksgiving is tomorrow, and if you still haven't figured out what you're going to do for wine pairings with dinner,
ooh, yes,
you need to figure that out ahead of time.
Yeah, I need a nice Pinot Gris after stuffing the turkey.
Yes, yes.
How would I find
out? It's crisp.
Out?
It's bright.
Cover it.
Cover it.
How would I find out what kind of Pinot Grigio I should get after stuffing the turkey?
You should go speak to the experts at Total Wine and More.
Okay.
They know everything about every product in every aisle in that store. They will give you amazing wine pairings for whatever you're serving, whether it's a stuffed turkey or perhaps a lobster mashed potato. They found me a nice Chardonnay for mine. They also got a vibrant and juicy Pinot Noir for my turkey. for my special take on pecan pie, a lovely soft cognac.
Oh. You serve? Where do you? What part of your body do you serve that pumpkin pie off of?
Whatever one you want. Okay.
Soft Aid is my favorite cognac brand.
Soft cognac. It's beautiful. And also a great bourbon for the game, which everybody's going to love while we're watching the game. And they got me all those bottles of Total Wine and More at great low prices. So if you're entertaining tomorrow, if you're stuffing the turkey, or if you're just bringing the bottle to the party, you have to speak to the pros at Total Wine and More.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. It's time for...
Good morning.
...the news.
Good news out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
With your host...
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Because I am good at three things. Fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by the Northeast Men's Clinic.
There's more good news today.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
At the Northeast Men's Clinic, they specialize in the sexual health of men. Learn more at northeastmensclinic.com or call 617-793-5000.
Well, we had the ceremonial pardoning of the turkeys yesterday by President Trump. Of course, we've got to go through that rigmarole every year.
Uh-huh.
President said that it was a good thing that bread and butter, the two turkeys, had been raised to be good under pressure and made a little impeachment joke.
Sorry, Danielle, you didn't put this on my list.
Number nine.
Today I will issue a pardon to a pair of very handsome birds, Butter, and his alternate Bread. Melania and I wish all Americans a very happy and blessed Thanksgiving. We love you all. Butter, let's talk to you for a second. Uh-oh, that looks like a dangerous bird. It just escaped. Butter, I wish you a lot of luck. I hereby grant you a full and complete pardon.
And then here is where he makes the joke.
Thankfully, Bread and Butter have been specially raised by the Jacksons to remain calm under any condition, which will be very important because they've already received subpoenas to appear in Adam Schiff's basement on Thursday.
Wait, Adam Schiff is the guy who sent the text. I knew it. I just figured it all out. Schiff's basement is the code.
He's the turkey guy?
He's the turkey guy.
He's the stuffing the turkey guy.
President also took a shot at the media.
In any event, I expect this pardon will be a very popular one with the media. After all, turkeys are closely related to vultures. I don't know if I like that line, but there is a little truth to it.
A little truth to it.
Okay. Just quick reminder, leader of the free world. Turkeys, they're all turkeys, bread and butter. I'm surprised that you actually don't sit in there in the impeachment proceedings.
He's got a good sense of humor. I mean, you can't deny
everything.
That.
Honestly, bread and butter. Hey, Brad, here's your friend. What do you call the other turkey, an alternate? Is there anything more ridiculous? Those two turkeys get freed. How about the other 10 million that are like, oh, out of bread and butter? Get it all.
Poor me. Now, the president, the governor of Florida is clarifying that the president's remarks about his physique during a campaign rally were slightly inaccurate. Ron DeSantis wants you to know that Trump has not seen him shirtless, as the president had alleged.
Oh, okay.
They were at the BB&T Center, and Trump was talking about how Governor DeSantis used to be a little heavy. And then he said that he had seen him without a shirt one day and that Ron was very strong and he's not fat. So Governor DeSantis clarified that, no, the president has not actually seen me with my shirt off. There's nothing weird going on. He meant to say that he saw me without a jacket, not without a shirt.
All right.
Now, speaking of Florida, have you seen the guy who shot and killed a man because he didn't want to, quote unquote, go out like a punk?
No. You can do that in Florida. You can pretty much do anything in Florida.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. 68-year-old guy in Miami said he was forced to shoot and kill a gunman who had broken into his van, not down by the river, early Monday morning in an attempt to rob him of jewelry. Evidently, the guy had an AK-47 with him, so the 60-year-old guy turned around right on the robber, shot him, killed him. Here is Donovan Stewart.
This guy I killed last night, he just pushed an AK-47 in my face. And as a guy with a bar and go in Kingston Town, I'm not going to go out like a punk. This man who knocked on my door while I dead sleep. So I said, well, all right. This is what going to happen now. You're going to kill me and me going to kill you. Let's see. So quick thinking, quick reflex, I'm trained. I'm a security officer. I got a G license. I got a concealed weapon license, and I'm a member of the NRA. While he pushed the K in my face, it was so close, I get the nozzle away from my face, and I empty my Glock in my chest.
Yeah,
wow.
That guy's been sleeping with a gun by his side ever since Captain Phillips foiled his plan.
Now, since we're discussing Florida, we should actually get to the formal intro here.
And now...
It's one of those only in Florida type of stories.
Another edition of... Florida.
Florida? But that's America's way.
Not like the rest of us.
Another day in Florida.
Cocaine, right? I thought that was just for people in Florida.
It's 2019, almost 2020 in America, and you can sue for pretty much anything. And two women in Orlando have filed a lawsuit against a strip club for not letting them in because they didn't have a man with them.
Huh.
It's an interesting story. These two women... one of whom say she was a regular at Rachel's Adult Entertainment on South Orange Ave in Orlando, said that every time she's a regular there, but every time she's gone in previously, she's gone in with a male friend. She went with a female friend this time, and the staff reportedly told the women they couldn't come in without a guy because they might take a man's attention away from the strippers. And they might be looking for their husbands in the into club to cause drama.
Yeah.
They also reportedly were told that they could not come in because they were trying to prevent prostitution. The woman's lawyer said the reasons provided, especially the one about prostitution, allegedly violate the woman's human rights. No word on how big a bag of cash they're looking for.
Yeah.
But they have filed suits.
It'll be paid in ones.
Yes,
should
or
they
twos.
Win, should they win the settlement?
I like the places that give you back the change and the $2 bills. That was always fun.
Well, they're saying they have a constitutional right to go to a strip joint.
To boobs.
And they probably do.
Yeah.
Although, the business probably has the right to prevent the drama. I mean, there's probably enough drama in the dressing room
as it is
with the workers, and they don't need the customers dragging a husband out by his hair or
nothing like confronting your
significant other at a strip club.
I know.
I feel like that's a bold presumption, though. Maybe they just want to spice it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, so I can go to a Hooters that has a male server.
That's family friendly.
But I can't go to Rachel's Adult Entertainment. There may be a higher lady to dude ratio.
That's
okay,
correct.
Cool.
That's correct.
Stupid world.
Now, I don't think we really needed science to tell us this, but new info shows that when Uber arrives in your city, everybody gets more drunk.
Obviously.
Dirt.
Yeah. So when Uber gets to a place, the alcohol intake increases.
That's correct. Yeah. There's a new study published in The Economist. They say when Uber gets to a new city, not only does the city get a lot drunker because average drinks per day and binge rate drinking rates go up, but they also found that those cities see a big boom in bartender hiring.
Well, Mayor Walsh better ban Uber then.
Yes.
Because kids are going to be drinking.
Uber.
No fun zone. So a 27-year-old guy in New Jersey who found a hidden camera at work and, oh no, his boss accidentally destroyed the thing. How convenient. Jason Savage is his name. He's 27 years old. That's the employee. He works at an HR company called Trinet. And earlier this year, he found a hidden camera mounted on the urinal in the bathroom near the flushy part.
Yeah.
Now, his boss is named David Swerdloff, and he reportedly heard Jason talking about it. He ran into the bathroom, grabbed the device, headed straight to his car so he could take the camera to the police. Then a few minutes later, David called back to the office and said, "Oh, I accidentally smashed the camera and threw it off an overpass in a state of panic. Not guilty at all, guy.
No, doesn't sound guilty at all. It probably wasn't he who installed it.
So
it's not suspicious at all.
No.
Yeah.
Cameras involved? Was this at Patriot Place? Or
no.
Oh, Kenny. Oh.
Now, David was fired following an HR investigation, and since then, the other guy said the company's been trying to dig up dirt on him to punish him, too, so he is suing the company. No word on how much money he is looking for in this case. Too many items in the 20 or 12 items or less checkout lane. If it's one or two item ahead of time or over the limit, I'm okay with that. If you've got a cart full of stuff.
I'm not.
One or two things.
I'm not okay with it.
Say something or just harumph loudly?
No, it's the simplest rule in the world to follow is the thing says 12 items or less. You count them.
Yeah.
You know, if you have less than 12, you get in that line. If you don't,
get out, Carol.
Please stop. You know, ruining everybody else when it comes to their schedule.
Correct.
It's the most ridiculous thing. Now, there was an incident of rage that actually led to violence over this, correct?
Yes, in Howell, New Jersey, one woman, a 43-year-old woman, was challenged by another woman, a 45-year-old woman, over the number of items she had in the express checkout, which was, you guessed it, too many. The verbal violence turned into physical violence. Both women allegedly threw punches and bit each other. The woman who was called out also allegedly scratched and bit the leg of a woman who tried to intervene. All three were treated for minor injuries, and the two women directly involved in the fight were both charged with disorderly conduct. No word on whether they were able to finish their checkout situation. Just to amend that, if you've never used self-checkout at the supermarket, please don't make today the day you decide to try it out, because everyone's trying to get in and out and get all the stuff they forgot.
That bothers you if somebody's...
Well, the people that don't have a clue. If you need to learn how to use self-checkout, go Monday at like...
Well, what do you have to learn? It's not that complicated.
Have you seen people self-checkout?
Have you met
people?
They
can't figure it out. They cannot.
Another big issue for me is the pharmacy, whether it's CVS or Walgreens, the people that like do their grocery shopping and then take an hour and a half scanning coupons, and at the pharmacy checkout where you're picking up your prescription, one or two items on top of whatever you're picking up is fine. But people that actually go there to check out 90% of their things, pain in the ass.
All right. Now, when it comes to the whole like 8, 10, 12 item thing, first of all, we have to decide nationally as a people, are the minimal item register lines, are we going to do 8, 10, or 12? Like, because like some stores it's 8, some it's 10, some it's 12.
Some it's 20. We need to be, as a 20.
20?
Yeah.
At that point, just make it a regular freaking checkout.
Mm.
Okay, so the items are less we need to do. And number two, Greg, since it seems to, you take umbrage, shall I say.
Uh-huh.
Now, if I have, let's say, apples, milk, bread, eggs, whatever, but I have 6 apples and it's an 8 items or less.
Don't try to combo the items.
Why can't
items
I combo
up?
In?
No, you can't. It's a separate item.
That's one item.
It's like when people have 20 cans of apples. Cat food and they try to argue it as one item.
Different.
It doesn't work
that's
that way.
Not because it's one particular type of item. It's like 5 boxes of Captain Crunch. That's not That's not one item.
That's one item.
Five.
I'm with Fitzy.
No,
totally.
No, exactly. It's it's not one item.
Seven apples is one item.
Ken, it's not.
Yes.
It's not. I mean,
yes,
how long does it take you to get your daughter into the grocery cart?
Wow.
I mean, that must be a disaster.
Wow.
She likes the grocery cart.
Mills
she
Lane.
Go in the car seat.
Mills Lane just
cart.
Took away a point for that one, Greg. Low blow.
Fun pre-Thanksgiving pharmacy story to make you chuckle real quick. I was once picking up, or I believe paying for, a Plan B pill at a pharmacy at a local drugstore. Not necessarily for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if this is a HIPAA violation, but the woman that was checking me out was slightly older and spent 5 minutes telling me how she wished that that existed when she was my age. And I'm like,
I know
people in line behind me. If we could speed this up. Hey, Matt, what's good? How's the kids? How's the restaurants? Everything great? No, I'm just buying some gum. Good to see you. Yeah, tell Joe I said hi. Like, really?
What was it like? 5:30 a.m. on a Wednesday?
It was like middle of the day. It was like 2:30 p.m. Everyone in Swampscott's in line behind me. I'm like, hi, just buying this for research because the president's going to outlaw them.
You can buy your Plan B at a grocery store?
You can buy it over the counter, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it comes in
like
a lockbox.
Whole Foods? Or?
I don't think they sell Plan B at Whole Foods. Okay.
I only organic Plan B at our house, Greg. Only the finest sourced ingredients.
They're mixing like frankincense and three other essential oils to give you a natural
free remedy. Range. Yeah. That must be fun, too, when they don't know the price. Mr. Laramie, I need a price check on the pill, the other pill up here. We got a nice girl from Swampscott.
What is this? Emergency contraceptive. How does that work? Okay.
Now, here's an interesting question. If you have a bag of tomatoes.
Yeah.
And there are five of them in there. Does that count
one
as
item.
One? That's one item because
it's one
in a
produce
bag,
item. Yeah,
it's in a bag.
What's
the
difference?
That was my question.
It's in a bag.
If you have
seven apples, five tomatoes,
no,
right?
Produce bulk produce is considered one item because you're using one PLU to weigh it or enter the number of items, like three avocados. If it has multiple SKUs that you're going over the thing, that's an individual item. If you have five boxes of mac and cheese, that's five items.
Wait, PLU, that's the station that only plays soft jazz at grocery stores, right?
Hello, Mike.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Same.
Thank you.
If I buy one can of beer, that's one item. But if I buy a case of beer, which is 24, that's still just one item.
Yes, that is true.
Mm-hmm. That's what
that's
my point. It's in a case.
It's contained in a case.
It's one SKU.
Right.
But if you buy five cans of beer separately.
That's right. Five items.
That would be five items.
So if I do like a mix and match six pack, that's six items. But if I get a 30 rack, that's a...
If it has a separate SKU, it's an item.
Oh, SKU is a great radio station, too.
Now, what about the coupon hardos?
Oh, God.
Who have a coupon for every little thing that has to be entered in. And,
the worst people on the face of the earth.
And then they have, like, a notebook where they're keeping
the
track of like, what they've saved with their coupons.
I did that very briefly years ago, but only for the things I needed. And it worked out well if you put a little planning in for a few weeks. But I love the people who buy stuff just to buy it because the stuff that you save all the money on is all the processed crap and the nonsense. And then it's like they have pantries full of, like, 9,000 things of stovetop, which is good because you could conceivably donate that to like a food pantry or someplace where it would help. But it's all stuff that people will never use. Mm-hmm. And they're like, look, I got 47 things of Tide. I'm like, how many kids do you have, Carol?
Listen to old Silver Spoons in there calling the coupon hardos the worst people in the world.
Well, it's worse to be lectured by Curtis over
some of us need to save an extra $4.70 every now and
the
again.
Problem
do you think how do you think we can afford our menthol cigarettes?
You're buying things you don't need just because you have a coupon.
Thank
for
you.
It.
Not
Thank
true.
You. Why? You're not not ready for it.
That's a good point. I never thought about that. So those people are buying because they have a coupon, they're actually spending more.
Yep.
Because they didn't need the item?
In South Boston at a pharmacy yesterday, there was an elderly woman in front of me buying like 16 things of hairspray that she's never going to use.
Never.
Because she had coupons for all
By
of
the
them.
Way, what an interesting contrast Danielle is. She's at the grocery store and she has two things in her cart.
Mm-hmm.
47 cans of cat food
and Plan B pill. So I'm still getting laid.
Most of the cat ladies are not buying those items.
No.
Wow.
Ken, are you a couponer?
Coupon, yes.
Yeah.
But
okay.
You go.
We have a tight budget.
Can you go up and I'm assuming you have your stack of coupons ready,
yeah,
right?
You're
not flipping through the circular from the paper like, oh, let's see if I missed anything.
And Curtis only uses gray coupon.
Ouch.
Hey, come on. I mean, for $7.57, that was halfway good.
All right, what else news? Well, hold on a second. This is...
Is that a joke on a discount?
This is Mike from Weymouth. Yeah, hello, Mike.
Yeah, listen, I was just like you guys on the coupon thing. And then when my wife was coming home with receipts saying she saved $100, $200 every time she goes to the store, I agree with her. And I'm like, you know, do your coupons.
Does she, like, literally cut them out of the newspaper? Like, I mean,
She gets them from, you get the savers, and then they send you the emails. Yeah. And just, she gets them from so many different places. She saves so much money. It's ridiculous.
Are you serious? Like, a couple $100 a trip she saves?
No matter where she, I mean, because we'll spend $300-$400 when we go shopping. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, you're looking at it, it's like you saved $112. You saved $148. I mean, it says it right there on the slip.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. This is Rick from Cape Cod. What's up, Rick?
Nothing much. Hey, was that Curtis that was saying that they're buying stuff that they don't need?
Yes.
Yeah, he's so full of crap. My girlfriend uses the coupons every day. She goes shopping, and she's only buying stuff we use. That woman that was buying 16 of those things that he says never would use them,
mm-hmm.
Well, how do you know she's not giving them out to her friends who also could use them?
Right.
Judgmental idiot that he is. You know, he just doesn't like coupons, so he's going to put everybody else down that actually saves money with them.
I feel like a lot of coupon people also pay with check.
Yeah.
Do you pay with check at the grocery store, Rick?
Oh, hell no. Oh, I haven't used the check in 10 years, probably.
Okay. All right.
My friend Anthony had to build an entire room for my friend Melissa because she was an extreme couponer and would get such great deals on stuff. But they have two kids, so it's like a lot of cleaning stuff and diapers and stuff that they'll actually use.
Yeah.
But to back Curtis up, most of the people that go on the extreme end of couponing are buying stuff that they don't need. The people that use like 2 or 3 or 5 during one shopping trip, you're looking for coupons for stuff that you're actually buying. These are people that are like, okay,
yeah,
Here's all the circulars. You know, Shaw's is doing this sale. Stop and Shop's doing this sale. Market Basket's doing this. I have 16 coupons for Pledge that I saved up for the last 6 years, plus a Catalina coupon, and then this thing, and then I get the gas points.
Everybody can't be like Curtis, who woke up on third and thinks he hit a triple.
It was a pretty solid base hit I hit. Okay. It was pretty good.
Extreme couponing. What does that mean? Like, you go base jumping and then you go grocery shopping?
Yes. You actually base jump into the store and grab things as every time you bounce.
Hello, Chris. Hey, Chris.
Hey, morning, guys.
What's up, Chris?
Yeah, so we, my, I got a big family. I have 5 girls.
Yeah.
So if there's a deal on hairspray or shampoo or Tide, like, we stock up on it. We don't spend any extra money. We save like crazy amounts of money on it.
Yeah.
So the line you got to sit.
We lost you for a minute, but what were you going to say? The line that Curtis said about you're buying stuff.
Well,
you don't
he was
need.
Saying, yeah, he was saying you're buying stuff you don't need. That's totally false. If you're doing it correctly, like we only buy the things that are on sale that we use.
Yeah,
but that's in your case, Chris. A lot of people go out and they buy stuff just for the sake of buying it. It's like when you go to the store and you're like, oh, they're having a 50% off on sale stuff. It's not stuff that you would ever buy, but because it's cheap, you buy it, and then you never use it.
And it's a game because what they're spending.
Oh, I get it now. So we can't all go to the grocery store in this free enterprise commerce and buy what we want when we want, depending on coupons or not, but we're going to piss and moan about not being allowed to smoke a flavored cigarette. Okay, makes sense.
Correct.
I'll just be over here sipping my tea.
Listen, Curtis is not. Curtis is not.
Is that the second use of that tea bag?
Yeah. No. Curtis is not saying that you can't. You can't coupon. If you'd like to be an extreme couponer,
coupons.
Are you kidding? If Curtis was behind me and I pulled out one coupon, he'd be
It's time. Wasting other people's time is the worst thing a human can do. Do not waste others' time. And the couponers sit there and they go, "Oh, the Perp Plus was buy 6 get 1 free. Let me go to aisle 17."
It's a BOGO.
So why don't they do like a coupon lane, like for just the coupon?
Oh, there'd be murders.
Are you kidding me?
For the coupon people.
They do. It's Newport Ave in Quincy.
What do you got against Quincy?
No, I mean, it's just Braintree with dirty water. That's all.
I don't object to it. It's just if somebody has 90 of them or something, and the checkout person has to go through every single one, it can delay you if you're not. That's why they should just have their own lane.
I'd rather hand someone, and I I get it. I don't have kids. I'm in a different position than many of these people. For me, I'd rather just hand you the 10 bucks that you would have saved for those coupons to make you go through the line faster.
$10
That's fine. I'll hand you the 10 bucks because my time is more valuable than that 10 bucks I'm going
to
give
you. All right, so we literally now need the government to come in and legislate coupons. Which lanes are going to be faster, how many different items, like do these apples count as one item or is it the right PLU? Are you using coupons? Do you have kids? Mm-hmm. And is Mrs. Leachman, the one who's at, do you get pissed when the ladies up there are like 87 and they have no idea what they're doing behind the register?
I'm a little bit more patient with that.
Oh!
Apparently, if you go, I don't have a BJ's membership, mm-hmm. but a texter says the BJ's is the worst.
Oh, you don't have a BJ's membership, bro? Too bad.
With a coupon.
The coupons.
Haro people.
The problem with BJ's is you walk in.
Yeah,
out of your mouth?
Yes.
Out of your mouth?
That's for Monday's intro, yes. Okay, yes.
You walk in and you grab the book at the entrance of the store, and they have the coupons in there for the stuff that's specifically in BJ's. People wait until they get to the checkout lane to look through to see if any of the coupons apply to what they're buying. Right. So instead of proceeding in a timely fashion, they get in. They're like, oh, there's one person in front of me. I'll have time to go through everything. And then you're standing there. You're like, hello, do you need help with something? Like, no, slow flip. I'm just trying to find a slow flip coupon, slow flip.
Oh, cool. So when you eat all 24 chocolate chip muffins you bought for you and your family of two,
yep.
and you took 5 minutes of my human existence to flip through and see if there was a coupon to save 50 cents on 24 chocolate chip muffins.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, here's
pull over before you get into the lane and do the coupons.
That would
then.
Create box store rage with me as well.
I think this is a Florida text. 407 is Florida, right?
Sure.
And the texter says, no one says BOGO is stupid, but buying a cart full of shampoo is ridiculous. But there are people who do. I actually admire people.
You're not going to use it. Huh? That's the thing. People buy amounts of things that they're not going to use before its useful life ends.
Oh, so shampoo lasts forever.
Not stuff degrades over time. But you get people that buy 57 bottles of shampoo in one trip. If you have a big family, a lot of kids, you're going through a lot of that stuff. I get it. But if you're a single person. Like, I used to do that during my spending phase. I would go to, like, you know, I'd go to the drugstore and be like, oh, they're having a sale on Pantene. And then I had 50 bottles of shampoo that I'm never going to get through.
Right.
And then it deprived me of the joy of buying new shampoo when I ran out of the old one. I'm like, I get to buy new shampoo. Oh, no, I have to go through all the old shampoo. It's like back in the Ramona books when she squeezed out all the toothpaste from the tube and then her mother made her put it in the jar and use it.
We cut live now to the other side of the world. What is shampoo? I would
Listen,
like
no one's denying
I would
it's a
like your grocery
problem.
Problems.
I know it is kind of like a first world, the first world problem thing.
I donate.
What about how would you feel about a coffee only aisle at your favorite coffee chain?
Love it. And for drive-throughs, unless you have children in the car, get out of here with going through the drive-through and ordering 6 coffees and 7 sandwiches.
Why?
Get out of the car and go in, or use the app.
What? Why?
Because I don't have time. The drive-through is supposed to be speedy. I understand. Jeez. If you have kids in the car and you can't get out of the car, that's one thing.
Holy mackerel.
Jeez, did Total Wine find a buttery Chardonnay to pair with your terrible attitude this morning?
I mean,
listen, what, people that and not pulling all the way up in the drive-through line because people leave 2 car lengths in front of them because they're on the phone. Then the traffic is spilling out onto the main road. Nobody can take a left turn into the parking lot. It's a nightmare.
Here's somebody who says, this is for Curtis and Danielle.
Yes.
Your lives are not more important than the next person.
That's correct. That's the whole point, is that I don't waste others' time. I get there, I'm quick, I'm ready to go.
I'm efficient.
Got my dad's credit card, boom, put it in.
Insert it.
Check out. See you later.
Yeah.
So this is what happens when you have emotion surgically removed. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Curtis's father has to actually be an extreme couponer because he has to pay everything. He can't afford. He can't
just
support.
Called in from the dollar
Curtis
store
and his mom,
turkey.
So he has to use coupons.
The dollar dreams or the dollar tree.
Curtis is bleeding him dry. The poor guy. The retirement's almost gone.
To, get it.
Hello, Mike.
Morning, guys. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you.
Mike, do you have to travel or are you hosting?
No, I stay home. I've already got my turkey in the brine, so we're all ready to go.
Nice.
Awesome. Sounds good. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. I wanted to agree with Curtis. Wasting somebody's time is the worst thing that you can do to them inadvertently. My wife drives me nuts because she'll go to the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru, and instead of, like, while she's waiting in line,
getting her phone with the stupid app out or getting her card or her money out. She waits until she gets to the window and then takes it out. It's like she's got to go through her gigantic purse that has God knows what in it. It tries me, and we always get into an argument about it. I'm like, can't you do this first? Like, can't you just, like, you know you're going to need it. Take it out. The poor people behind you are sitting there. They just want to get a coffee. Come on. You know? But the thing with the coupons, I just thought of something with the coupons. They've got all these, like, apps when you go to the grocery store. Like, I have, like, an app for... We have Publix down here in Florida and Winn-Dixie. They have apps where you type your phone number in and it automatically has your account, or you have the app on your phone. Why is it that they can't have the same kind of app that you have with, like, your bank where you can scan checks? Why can't you just scan coupons? That way, when you go to the grocery store, you just have them scan your barcode, all of your stupid coupons in there, and they don't have to sit there scanning 15 million crinkled up freaking coupons that you've had stored in your little binder for 8 years.
The problem with that is the retailer usually has to submit those coupons in order to get reimbursed.
I didn't realize so many people had coupon rage.
Coupon rage is a real thing. It is a very real thing, dude. Because it's time and preparedness. People just don't give. They don't look to see if the coupon expired. Then they sit there and they're like, they buy it. The coupon is for, like, the green Cottonelle with the aloe, and they get the purple one that's the double quilted, and they get up there and like, beep. Beep. Why isn't the blinking light comes
and then
on
the
at the
coupon
thing?
Won't even scan.
Won't even scan.
Have to keep taking it out.
And then they
and the rent is too damn high.
Then they don't know.
You two sound
unbelievable.
You sound so miserable.
And they really? Have nowhere to go. I've seen their social lives on Instagram. Where are you going?
This is the worst Curb Your Enthusiasm episode ever.
Well, no, these people, I mean, honestly, you're so miserable. People are trying to save money. They got.
Who's
eight,
arguing that I'm not miserable?
They got eight kids. They have eight kids. Okay. And they're,
I think we get it.
They're, like, just trying to make ends meet. And you're like, hurry up. Get out of my
and
way.
The time searching for the coupons and getting checked out with the coupons, I can get a second job to pay for the groceries without them.
There goes all the great.
Now, hold on. This is a story about somebody's mom couponing from Maine. Hello, Ted.
Hey, guys. Enjoy the show very much.
Thank you, Ted.
So my mom lives and dies for the Sunday paper when it comes out, and she gets to see all the sales and stuff. And this past week, the big sale item was tangerines. So she dragged me to BJ's, and we bought 48 tangerines.
48?
Now, she's like, well, we're low, so we need to get more. And I'm like, okay, fine. So I bring the tangerines home. From the 48 that I bought, there were 23 in her fridge. Mm-hmm. So she now has 71 tangerines, further backing the theory that you buy stuff you don't need just because it's on sale.
Yeah. Yep.
Because it's on sale.
One of the other awful things about couponing is when you go through the self-checkout lane, depending on the store, if you zap a coupon, they have a little slot that you have to stick the coupon in, but there's a sensor to detect whether or not the coupon has been placed. And if you let it drop too fast, the sensor won't pick it up, and they're like, please insert coupon. Move your bananas.
And if it's not right side up, right, bro? Yeah, I know. It's the worst, right?
They ought to do...
Then you got to have the person come over. They need the key. They got to unlock the coupon thing, get a little piece of receipt paper, stuff that through.
They ought to do what Governor Baker wants to do with the highways and create at the grocery store a fast lane.
I'll pay for it.
And speaking of paying for it, listen to this idea, which I just had in my tiny brain. The person working just estimates... What you pay. So, and it'll probably work out from a math perspective.
Right, yeah.
So you get there with your groceries, person looks quick at your thing and goes 78.45.
Fine. Yep.
Boom. Done. Great.
You agree.
Next time you agree, you're out.
The guest, joke's on you, I get a crown minutes. Roast.
You're call out. It the executive guesstimate lane.
You're out in like 5 seconds.
Boom.
This is Curtis. Hello, Curtis.
Hey guys, how you doing?
What's up?
Well, I just want to say to Curtis. That, what are you doing going to Dunkin' Donuts or a store or wherever if you don't have time? Because you guys sound
so you've
like
never gone into you've never gone into a Cumbies, home. Curtis. You've never gone into a Cumbies and you just want to grab a Diet Coke and get out of there. And the guy in front of you is getting 16 scratch tickets. You don't want to shoot that guy in the head.
Listen, what are you doing stressing about somebody else? You can't control what anybody else does. All you can control is yourself.
I know
what
that.
You're getting all bent out of shape over what somebody else does.
They're controlling my time.
No, your time is yours. Your time has nothing to do with the guy in front of you.
Yes, it does.
No, manage your time better, man.
Well, you can't if the person in front of you is taking too long, dude.
If you don't have time to go there.
It's nothing to do with how much time I have. It has to do with him taking my time by buying scratch tickets that we'll all lose.
No, what it is you sound like an idiot stressing about something you don't control.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Don't get stressed out about it.
People have no common courtesy. The other thing that drives me nuts about lines. No, because this is the thing, and I know people get it. When you're at a place like, I know like the CVS by me is like this. It's you've got three registers open, mm-hmm. and there's clearly one line forming in the middle that kind of goes down an aisle.
Yes.
And you have the person up front who refuses to move up to the front, like, not, you don't have to be breathing on the person at the register, but at least get a couple of feet behind them. They leave 15 feet of space, and then someone else walks up and tries to get in line, and everyone else is like, there's a line back here. Cover it.
Oh. I feel like you guys are going to be giving yourselves strokes or heart attacks. Oh. I mean, it's
you
just,
wonder why I grocery shop at 6:30 in the morning Saturday.
No, I understand that.
Because people are idiots.
I will say one thing that is frustrating. How do you feel about the rules when a new lane opens?
I have fought people over this. Whoever is the next in line has the right of refusal to say, I'm going over.
I want to move over.
Yep. When the person at the back of the line, I called a lady out in Market Basket and caused almost a scene because of this. Because a woman five people deep zipped up to the front, and I was like, nope, not your turn. And she placed her stuff down and glared at me.
Running. It's like when a spot opens at Christmas time at the mall and your blinker is waiting and somebody zooms right in.
Nope. Yeah.
Or if a new lane opens, it goes in order. Yeah, seniority. Yeah,
right.
It's a seniority thing. Like, correct, if you're already waiting, you get to move over there to the new one.
Well, I'll hit you with a shopping cart.
Yeah. Danielle, that's why you have to go grocery shop. You got to carry nunchucks, girl.
You do.
You got to get ready to throw down. Also, all this stuff about the coupons, you got to be like, I can't believe I'm actually going to give them props and hip hops for this, but like Star Market, you don't have to bother with all that. If it's in the circular, you don't have to cut it out and then scan it and do it.
Yeah.
It's the smartest, simplest little thing in the world.
All right. Well, coming up on the show today, Larry the Lawyer will be here for Ask an Attorney, and we'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.